A couple of years ago, on New Year's Eve, right after we had the vigil mass here. So every year on New Year's, the church celebrates the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. Because in her, as we begin a new year, we recall that in her took place the beginning of all beginnings. The recreation of everything began in her womb. Everything would be made new through her. And after the vigil mass, I went and I took a little bit of time with our Blessed Mother, and I knelt down at her statue here. And I was doing sort of an examination of conscience, looking over the last year, and I was asking our Blessed Mother how I could be a better priest, what I ought to do to follow God more faithfully in my priesthood. And I began to think about my vocation and my mission as a priest, and it came to me in a particular way that right now it's to this parish, it's this flock that I've been entrusted with, and that my mission is to lead my parishioners to heaven, to do everything I can that they might become saints. And I looked at our Blessed Mother and I said, Mary, how do I do that? And the words came to me, words that I did not hear from outside myself, but words that come to us in prayer. And Our Lady said to me, if you want your parishioners to go to heaven, teach them to consecrate themselves entirely to me. Lead them to give their lives to me. I will make them saints. St. Francis de Sales called Our Lady the Saint Maker, because in her was fashioned our Lord Jesus Christ, and so she knows how to fashion him in every single one of us. We have the reading today, and we have the same reading, similar reading last week about the end times. Every day at daily mass, we've been hearing of this for 2 weeks. And our Lord speaks of the great trials and tribulations that will come. And he goes to such a point where he says, will there be any faith on the earth when I return in glory? The trials will be so bad. And he gives a secret to the mystery of those times. He says, they will be like the times of Noah. And my brothers and sisters, in the times of Noah, how did the people survive? How did they enter into the new life that God was preparing? They entered into the ark, and so they lived. The church has given our Blessed Mother Mary the title, the new ark, speaking to us, saying, you are to enter into her if you want to survive the trials of this life, if you want to overcome your sins, and especially at the end of time, just as she prepared the way for the coming of her Son in the beginning, so it will be through her that he comes to the world at the end of time. A couple of months ago, I was traveling by plane. And as I'm in the airport, I saw a man. I think it was a man. It might have been a woman. And I've seen people like this in magazines, but never in person. And this person was totally bald. They'd shaved their head. And their entire face and their entire skull was tattooed. I've never seen anything that looked so demonic in my life. So much so that when I saw this person, my heart was seized. And immediately the first thought that came to me, I said, Mary, I consecrate that man to you. Set that person free. And someone might say, Father, why didn't you call on our Lord? Why did you call upon our Lady? Because it's better that that person come to her Son by her mom's, by our mom's request, our Lord's mom, than through me personally. Actually, it's like a couple of weeks ago, a parishioner wanted me to do something. They didn't come and ask me. They went and they asked my mom to ask me to do it. I can't say no, right? Our Lord is the same, right? Why do we entrust things to Our Lady? A couple of weeks ago, I was at an ordination, actually an installation of the new bishop in Lincoln, Nebraska. And at this installation, the evening before the Mass, they had solemn vespers, evening prayer. And the Archbishop of Denver was leading that celebration, and he was the homilist. And they did vespers in honor of Our Lady. This new Bishop of Lincoln has a great devotion to Mary. And the Archbishop of Denver closed with these words. He looked at the new bishop and he said, There are probably a million things going on in your mind right now. Maybe many fears, worries, concerns about what you're going to do as the new bishop. I leave you with these words that Our Lady spoke to St. Juan Diego when she appeared to him in Guadalupe, Mexico. Do not fear any illness or vexation, anxiety or pain. Am I not here who am your mother? Are you not under my shadow and protection? Am I not the fountain of your life? Are you not in the folds of my mantle, in the crossing of my arms? Is there anything else you need? My brothers and sisters, Our Lady's role was prophesied from the very beginning. When the serpent led our first parents, Adam and Eve, into sin, God the Father said to him, "The woman will crush your skull." We found out who the woman was when our Lord was hanging upon the cross, and he looked down at his mother and he said, "Woman, behold your son." For at the wedding feast of Cana, when Mary made a request of our Lord, and he said to her, "Woman, what does this mean to me?" Revealing that she is the one who will bring about the victory over Satan. Not just because she gave birth to her son, but for the rest of the history of the world, and especially at the end of time, the times that will be like the times of Noah. My brothers and sisters, if you have never personally consecrated your entire lives to Our Lady, there is nothing greater that you could ever do. I believe our Blessed Mother Mary has asked me to ask all of you to do so that you might share in the victory of her Son. There is no way to come to a deeper intimacy with our Lord than through a relationship with his mother. There are different formulas. St. Maximian Kolbe developed one. St. Louis Marie de Montfort, you can find them on the internet. You can ask me personally. At this beginning of the season of Advent, when we recall that God the Father gave his Son to Mary, it's a time to remember that we are asked to do the same, in imitation of our Lord, and for the greatest assurance of our salvation. And I close with these words of Blessed Mother Teresa that she wrote about the consecration of oneself to Mary. She said, "Very great holiness becomes very simple if we belong fully to Our Lady. Our sanctification is her main duty, and so it will be if only we love her unconditionally and trust her fully. The more we abandon ourselves to her totally and without reserve, the holier we will be, for nothing will be impossible for those whose mother she is."